USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration extended a ban on green cards issued outside the United States until the end of the year and added many temporary work visas to the freeze, including those used heavily by technology companies and multinational corporations. The administration cast the effort as a way to free up jobs in an economy reeling from the coronavirus. A senior White House official predicted it will open up over 525,000 jobs for Americans. An Interior Department watchdog office will investigate law enforcement and security forces' violent clearing of protesters from in front of the White House earlier this month. The Interior Department's Park Police and other forces released chemical agents and at times punched and clubbed largely peaceful groups of demonstrators to drive the public from Lafayette Square on June 1st during nationwide protest over the police killing of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Joe Biden campaign has officially committed its candidate to participating in no more than 3 previously scheduled presidential debates set up for the fall, preemptively denying any potential request from President Trump for more. Although formal invites by the Commission on Presidential Debates will be sent out after the nominating conventions this summer, the Biden campaign also made it clear their yet-to-be-announced vice presidential pick will also participate in their early October debate. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A group of LGBTQ organizations and medical professionals sued to block new rules announced by the Trump administration that removed federal protections against healthcare discrimination for transgendered patients. The 10 plaintiffs in the case argue that June 12th regulations were made with next to no legal, medical, or reasoned policy foundation and contrary to the opinions of professional medical and public health care organizations. Earlier, the Supreme Court found that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits employment discrimination because of sex, applies to gay and transgender employees. Lombada Legal and the law firm Steptoe & Johnson filed the suit on behalf of health clinics, physicians, and the full LGBT community. The lawsuit accuses the government, in the midst of a global pandemic, seeking to diminish protections from that discrimination. U.S. consumers should not use any of 9 brands of possibly toxic hand sanitizer that may contain methanol or wood alcohol, a substance that's potentially dangerous when absorbed through the skin or ingested, according to the National Food and Drug Administration. Agency tests found samples of one product, Lavar Gel, contains 81% methanol, and those of Clean Care No Germ contained over 38%. Substantial methanol exposure can result in nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, permanent blindness, seizures, coma, permanent damage to the nervous system, or death. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.